You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well. It's today's show, very exciting, with Hans Scheil, our certified financial planner, is going to be on a pretty simple topic, but whoa, the implications. Social Security income tax. And a little subtitle for you. I love it when a plan comes together. And, you know, as we begin to unfold this show today, I would ask you to think about how much God loves it when if you think the A-team loved it when a plan comes together, nobody loves it like God loved it when a plan came together like it did on the cross. And all the things that he was pointing to and picturing, all the lives that had to be tweaked just a little bit here and a little bit there for this exact moment during Passover week. It was by no means an accident that it just happened to show up on Palm Sunday. Or no, it was an accident that, you know, he was crucified on Good Friday. All these things were phenomenally significant in the planning that God had made for our redemption since before, you know, we could even imagine that all the little details that went into the plan. And very cool, right, Hans? That as we look at Social Security income tax, you know, we were made in the image of God. We can be creative in creating a plan. And so I just wanted to offer, you know, one little example. You may know in the book of Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy, they go into the steps in order to clear leprosy, that the priest would go through to cleanse leprosy. And you may be familiar with this a little bit, but I just think it's beyond cool, that it would take two doves, running water, a red cord, a scarlet thread, as some people would call it. It would take some hyssop, and it would take a clay pot. In other words, you don't just come cleanse a leper without having your goods with you. And there was a very specific, God was very specific on how you were supposed to kill the one, you know, dove, sprinkle the blood of that dove that you killed on the other dove, right? And then you were to use this hyssop, and you were supposed to use this scarlet thread. Over running water, by the way. And when you now look at what happened on the cross, that there was a substitutionary death, the tekava, that red thread, which actually means hope, runs throughout the scriptures to explain. In other words, all these little details that seem so like, what? What does this mean? I'll never forget the first time I read it, Hans. Like, why would they put such a crazy thing in here?
Me too. I asked you about it the other week.
But when you go into, oh my goodness, they are painting a picture here. Like, you know, you're privy to seeing the master artist making a brushstroke and all the genius that went into that little brushstroke of having two pigeons, a clay pot, a scarlet cord, running water, all these things that God did. So I feel privy to be sitting here with my friend Hans Scheil, who has been studying Social Security income tax for years and years and years and years, and he has a plan for you. But in order to get to the plan, we first just got to start with some of the basics, right, Hans?
Well, yeah, and I, you know, how we ended up talking about that scripture and that piece was that I think in timelines. And when we're getting ready for the show, as we were doing just a few minutes ago, I'm talking to people that are 58, I'm talking to people that are 64. I'm talking to people that are 70, talking to people that are 80, talking to people in their 40s. I mean, just, and then for each one of those people, when they come in and they become clients or the people like you, where we're talking about your situation, they're all at different points on the timeline. And then this stuff comes at you during different seasons at different times, you know. Some of it's 65, some of it's 66 and 2 months, some of it's 70, some of it's back at 59 and a half. And then there's your estate, which we don't know when you're going to die, but it's on a timeline. God does. And it, so we're thinking in terms of timelines of when all these things come together. And then you have some choice on some of these timelines. Like, and we're going to be talking next week about Social Security and Social Security timing. We're not talking about that this week. It's kind of hard not to. But this week, we're going to teach you a lesson about the income taxes that you have to pay when you're collecting your Social Security check. So we're going to try to stay in there.
It not only changes by time, but it actually even changes by where people live, what state they're in.
Well, sure it does. I mean, there's 13 states that impose the state income tax on the people of those Social Security checks. North Carolina is not one of them. If you want to give me a call or go on my website, you can see the other 13 states. But that means there's 37 states that charge no state income tax on your Social Security check. So for the purposes of clarification, what we're going to be talking about today is the federal income tax administered by the IRS on your Social Security check. And what I want to add about this, Social Security came out in 1933, and until 1983, there was no income tax on your Social Security.
Right, so, and it's also, there's income tax on Social Security disability as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Since 1983. Right.
So, and I don't think it started right in 83. That's when the law was passed, but no matter, is when they put this law in, so previous to this, they hadn't taxed any of Social Security, but that's really in the 70s and 80s when they realized, hey, we got a problem here. We've promised all these benefits to people, and now it's starting to amount to a lot of money. And we're specifically, we're paying Social Security checks to well-to-do people, and we're giving it to them tax-free. Now, they're going to say, well, you're not giving it to me. I paid into that and all that kind of stuff. Granted, but any way you shake it, you didn't have Social Security real well-funded other than taxes coming in until the 80s. And so they passed this whole law funding Social Security, the taxes on Social Security, and they wanted to be real careful that they didn't tax the people who really have nothing else but Social Security. So that's been pretty consistent since the beginning. So, and it's true to this day, is if all you have is your Social Security check to live on, you're not going to pay any federal income taxes. Okay?
Yep.
Now, even if you're getting a big check, so they came up with this formula, which most CPAs, when I sit down and drill down, they know you have to pay taxes on Social Security. But I'll push some of these people that I'm working with, especially when they're coming into me for financial planning. And most of them have a little know-it-all in them, you know, which, because that's their business, is taxes and all that. But I'll kind of gently quiz them on some things, and I just tell me about the taxes on Social Security. You know, and some of them will come right out and say, I don't know. I just know that there are taxes, but I don't know how they're calculated. Or another one will come out with a simple thing like, well, you got to pay taxes on half your Social Security. And that's actually the way it was in the beginning. But it's much more complicated than that. But it hasn't been for them, because most professionals on this, they know how to calculate your income taxes that you owe on your Social Security for 2019, because you got all the forms in front of them. The money's already come in, it's been paid, and so we're just going to use a computer now to come up with what your income taxes is, and your Social Security's a factor. But as a financial planner, what we're doing is we're looking backwards only to just get a sense of where you are. We're needed to look forward, and we got to project forward, and we got to help you make decisions right now, regardless of whether.
The car guy, I'd like to point out, there's a beautiful illustration of this in a car. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but most of you driving right now, how big is the rearview mirror in your car versus the windshield?
That's very good.
And you know, history's important and you need to look back there. I mean, there's stuff, but man, oh man, what you got coming at you? Yeah, you got to have a big windshield.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's the beauty of this. Now, we're not going to go into how we calculate this. Don't worry. We're not going to take you through all these formulas. But we are going to take you into some simple concepts, from my perspective, on how to look through the windshield.
Well, absolutely. And we will just state the formula once. But the gist here is that the way they're going to calculate, the government is going to calculate the taxes that you pay as, on your Social Security, is through your other income. So you got your Social Security over here on the left, and you got however much money you make. If we use as an example, I just did taxes for a lady, $18,000, about $1,500 a month. $18,000 is what her Social Security check is annually. So that sits over there on the one side. Then you got on the other side her other income. And I remember just the numbers. She's got just about $12,000 in lifetime withdrawals out of her IRA. So you can chalk that up. She gets about $1,000 a month. And then she's got last year on her interest from her bank, she got $28. So we're going to put down the $28. And that's on several thousand dollars, which is kind of interesting. But so we got $28. And besides those two things, for other income, she didn't have anything else, because all her money that she's not spending the interest on is in annuities. So the end result of this game is she paid no income taxes, period, but she didn't pay any income taxes on her Social Security. So there's planning things that we can do by structuring your income in such a way. And I've just mentioned the simplest of those, but the least effective of those, because just putting it in an annuity is just going to postpone a problem. But there's other things you can do in planning, or we can help you do, so that that income doesn't show up on your tax return to drive taxes on your Social Security check.
Because your income is the driver. And fortunately, Hans wrote a whole book on this update to the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and which is available at the website, cardinalguide.com, under the 7 Worries tab. Today's show, Social Security, income tax. Well, it's actually income tax is the worry tab that you would download in order to get a free PDF of what's in the book and the workbook, two different things on this same subject. So we got lots of ways you can get that. We're going to cover that more in the show coming up. Again, today's show, simply Social Security income tax.
That's it.
And we're going to get to some really cool planning that I really think, you know, God will allow you to help build the kingdom with some of the fruits of what we're going to talk about in the second segment. Stay tuned.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Social Security income tax. Sounds a little dry, but it's been anything but that so far. As we can see the opportunities here, you know, that God has given us to build the kingdom through the fruit of our labor, and then just simply a plan coming together. And you know, it's kind of cool. You've got this individual that's come to you to work on her taxes, and we were talking about that right before the break, on how her plan has come together, you know, in her life.
Well, she inherited $400,000 three or four years ago. And before this, she was already my client. She had Medicare supplement insurance with us. She had purchased a small amount of life insurance. And then I had taken her, what was her 401k from work, and put it into an annuity that produces $1,000 a month for her. That's guaranteed for life. So no matter how long.
So just to back up for a second on what you just said, for those who are following what we heard the first segment, she's not paying any income tax on her Social Security or on her tax statement. Well, you said.
Right.
So she has $400,000 in this one investment. She has an annuity from an IRA that happened prior to inheriting all this money. And she currently, you know, with the basic of the planning, is paying no income tax.
Well, yeah. So we didn't know she was going to inherit the money when she first came along, because she also owns some real estate in the house where her house is sitting. And so ultimately, when I was doing the initial planning for her, I was thinking about taxes on Social Security, but I was just trying to get her enough money to live. You know, and her Social Security check's about $1,500 a month. And then we were able to take the lump of money, and she was spending it down. And it just, the way she was when I found her, if she would have gotten to about 80, she'd have been out of money. So we set her up where she got a guarantee from an insurance company that she gets $1,000 a month. That's coming in every month. It's now like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years later. She got that $12,000 last year. And she's going to get it every year as long as she's alive. So that's taxable income because it's coming out of an IRA. But that's all she's showing, other than the fact she made $38 from
the interest on
from the interest on the bank account. We had to account for that. She was saying, "Why do you have to show that in there?" I said, "You got to show every nickel of this stuff." So what I want everybody to understand is she paid no taxes on her Social Security, because if you took her Social Security check, or half of it, plus her other income, which was $12,038 or whatever, that was under all the thresholds, both for income taxes, period, because she's able to take the standard deduction, which happens to be $13,000. So she doesn't pay any income tax on the $12,000. And she also doesn't pay any tax on her Social Security because she's under the thresholds, just without boring you on the formula. And then you got this other $400,000, but I didn't put all that $400,000 in an annuity. What I did, I advised her to do, and she did, is she paid off her home mortgage with a good bit of it. I mean, her interest rate at the time was about 4.5% on her home mortgage. She's making payments every month, and we paid that baby off. We took $160,000 of the $400,000 and just paid off her mortgage. And that was the best investment, better than an annuity, better than anything, because if she would have put it in something to generate the income to pay the mortgage payment, she would have be getting her tax on her Social Security. So we put about $160,000, paid off the house. That left $240,000. We got rid of her house payment, and then she spent about $40,000 on some things. Anyway, I got it down to $200,000, and then we took the $200,000 and we split that in half. We put $100,000 in one annuity and $100,000 in another annuity. And both of those are gaining interest and have for several years, and it's tax deferred. So it doesn't show up on the tax return.
So they're both, what you use the term baking.
Baking.
Right? They're growing. And
they're growing.
By the interest that's in them. And so she could turn on a lot of income if she wanted to turn that on. But what's her long-term plan, I'm wondering?
Well, what her long-term, one of those $100,000 annuities is specifically set up for long-term care. Then the other $100,000 annuity is just there accumulating in case she needs more income later in life. And right now she doesn't need that. And she's even thinking about selling her home and moving to an independent living or a place for older folks that is a nice place. She won't have to keep it up. And it has assisted living right on site. She can get home health care in there. So that'll bring in some more capital. The whole point I want people to get with Social Security income tax is we were able to shelter her money in such a way that she's not paying any income taxes right now. And she's got every month coming in about $2,500 a month tax-free. She can live on that.
So getting into, you had said you were going to mention the formula. And so just briefly, not going into a lot of stuff.
Take your Social Security check. The government doesn't make anything easy. And you take 50% of it. So in her case, it'd be $18,000 is her Social Security income. Half of that is $9,000. Then you take the $9,000, which is half the Social Security check, and add it to the other income, which for her is $12,038. Let's call it $12,000. So she has $21,000 for what is called the combined income formula. And as long as that's under $25,000, she pays no income tax. So we could actually have her take a little more income out of that annuity up to about $4,000 and still pay no taxes on the Social Security. But I don't like to shave these things right down to the nickel, especially if she doesn't need the money. Okay?
Got it.
And we could even go over that. Let's just say she needed some money and we pulled out 10 grand out of the annuity. Well, then if it was all interest, which it might well be, then she's going to be about 6,000 over the threshold. So she's going to pay some income tax on her other income, and she's going to pay some tax on her Social Security, but it's not going to be a huge amount.
Yeah, and there's something that's kind of gives me the warm, fuzzy feeling inside of that tax, since in my case, it looks like I will be still employed and paying tax on my Social Security just based on the way my income would be. But it's kind of nice to know that that money's going back into the Social Security Trust Fund and securing Social Security for all of us. If somebody ends up paying tax on their Social Security, on their income, it's helped shore up the fund. It makes me feel better about it anyway.
Well, if she'd have had all this money available to her right when I did her initial planning, I might have done a few things a little bit differently, okay? And so I want to give a little bit of a story for somebody. Let's say we've got somebody with or a married couple that has $4,000 a month in Social Security coming in. Okay, so that's $48,000 a year. And let's say that they've got, you know, $500,000 in assets, mostly sitting in IRAs, and maybe $100,000 of it is sitting over in a savings or a CD or something they get their hands on. And in retirement, they're just having to take minimum distributions, or they're taking out distributions to live on or give away. In other words, they're running their income up. Maybe the dude's working part-time like you're talking about doing, or working full-time. So they're in a taxable on your Social Security situation. And there's some things we can do for them, one of which is a Roth IRA conversion. So sometimes it makes more sense to pay the taxes now so that you avoid taxes later, because Roth IRA distributions do not count against the formula to create your Social Security. I mean, that's one thing is a Roth. Social Security income tax, a simple thing is if you can get your money over into a Roth and then make withdrawals from the Roth, you're going to have tax-free withdrawals from the Roth, and you're going to have tax-free Social Security income coming in. Now, if you're fortunate enough to be listening to us in your 60, 62, 64, 65, somewhere in that zone, you haven't started your Social Security check yet. Now we can do some planning to have you wait till you're 70 to get your Social Security check. And we can do all these Roth conversions before you're even getting your Social Security check so that you maybe conceivably pay zero tax. That's my plan. Then I want to add to that is that life insurance is a long-term proposition. By that, I mean that you need to pay into it for several years. And by several, I could mean as few as 5, 6, or 7. But, you know, if you still have money left over that you want to shelter, a life insurance policy where you're dumping in an annual premium every year is going to create where you're going to have a lump of money when you're getting your Social Security check that, again, is going to be tax-deferred, tax-free if you want to get at it. So the whole game here is to get your money moved over into the tax-free side before you're getting a Social Security check so that you're going to be able to, you know, pay no taxes in your retirement. How's that sound to you?
All right, and it comes with the concept of, you know, do you want to look through the rearview mirror and see how much tax I owe just based on the way things fell this year? Or do you want to take a good look through the windshield and see things coming and plan as God did for, you know, fruit?
Well, here's the good news. In the windshield, the Social Security income tax is optional. In the, you know, in the rearview mirror, it's not. I mean, you just you collected this, you owe it. But you can do planning in such a way that you don't owe any taxes. Then what makes my planning easier is all of a sudden a $5,000 a month income that's tax-free is equivalent to an $8,000 a month taxable, maybe even nine. So you start looking at it that way if you're going to have net spendable money in retirement.
There you go. Again, today's show has been Social Security Income Tax. You can go to the Income Tax tab at CardinalGuide.com. Of course, the whole show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. There, you can actually, the easiest thing to do is just email Hans, say, I want your old book. Why just get a chapter at a time? But if you
just
want to get
right on the website, you can just go on the thing, the chat thing, and Mackenzie's my assistant, and she'll get the book right out
if
to you.
If you want the book, or you want the workbook, or you want both, and if it were me, and I've read both, that I would go with both, because there's nothing like being able to apply what it is that you've learned, and, you know, that was kind of what Hans's idea was as far as sharing this information. Again, Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after cardinal.com. It's always a blast to share this time with you, Hans. And once again, the plan's coming together.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.